So I've been given a topic to treat. It says praying through. Praying through. Let me read a few scriptures. Let's look at Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, 17 to 19. Sorry, I may not go too much into other talking. There are many things to say about Pastor Dan, but and even about all our leaders that are wonderful. Professor Para, you are wonderful. His messages challenge me a lot. You should be pastoring in Neko. So Daniel chapter 2, verse 17 to 19. Okay. That they would, well, Daniel was talking to his brothers, three of them, that they would desire. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. Go ahead, please. That they will desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So the king dreamt a dream and he couldn't even remember the dream. I'm sure you know about it. He dreamt a dream, he couldn't remember the dream. And they called all the wise men of Babylon to come and interpret that dream, which the king himself couldn't remember. But he wants them to interpret it, to remember the dream for him and interpret it. And the wise men said, this thing, kind of thing hasn't been required of any wise man or any astrologer or any philosopher or any such person. No king has ever required it. In fact, you have to tell us the dream before we can interpret it. And the king said, you people think you are wise. You must give me the dream and interpret it. Otherwise what? Death. They cut off your neck. In those days, kings don't joke. When they say it, because it's like the lord of that country, when they say it, they mean it. So they were now preparing to go and kill all the wise men. And then when Daniel heard about it, Daniel came to see the king. And then said, please, what is this? What is the problem? And the king told him. So he now went back. He said, please give us a short time. Let's go back. And Daniel went back and met these three men. And they engaged in all night prayer, fasting, prayer. They prayed and prayed and prayed until revelation was given to Daniel. Amen. Say a big amen.
Amen.
I pray that when it's your turn, you receive a revelation.
Amen.
Because this dream, you don't even know the head and tail of it. But the dream was given to Daniel. The king saw a mighty image. The head was of gold. The neck and the shoulders were of silver. Then the chest and the abdomen was of bronze. Then further down was iron. Then at the feet was iron mixed with clay. Five parts to that great image. But nobody could know it. But God of heaven revealed it to Daniel. And then God of heaven also gave the interpretation to Daniel. So Daniel was able to go back to the king and say that you are that head of gold. But after you, there's going to be another kingdom, not as strong as yours, but of silver. And after that, another one of brass, another one of iron, and another of iron mixed with clay. And gave him the interpretation of it. I can't go into that now because that's not the topic. But the key thing I want to point out is that God has knowledge and revelation and wisdom and understanding of everything. If you ask him, not just a sleepy time prayer, if you ask him and pray and look up to him and trust him, God will give you a revelation of whatever he wants you to do. Whatever he wants you to do, God will give you a revelation of it, a clear-cut revelation. And that's what he gave to Daniel, and Daniel was able to give this to the king. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And because of that, the wise men of Babylon were also spared. Because once Daniel was spared, even the wise men, they were all spared. I cannot go into the details of the dream now, but I'm sure many of you know the dream. So in your life, if you want to know what you are going to do, especially those who are going to be, confirmed on Saturday as pastors, if you want God to tell you what he wants you to do, he will tell you. But if you already know, then ask him to guide you in the execution of the of whatever it is that God is giving you to do. Amen?
Amen.
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 If you ask him, God will also give you direction and wisdom and counsel and understanding, because he is the Almighty. There is none comparable to him. He's infinitely wise above all, true and faithful. The great and mighty I am that I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just ask God and he will give you wisdom and direction on what to do. Now let me tell you a story that happened. This one's happened about 8 years ago. Happened to me. And you know, anything I tell you, I'm saying it as it is, because it's God that revealed it to me. I was sleeping with my wife. Then one night, I saw myself in a dream in an open field. And I was wondering what's happening here. Then suddenly a dog came. A bulldog, a military dog, boom, took me by the trouser and took me far. I don't think I've shared this with you. Have I? Took me far. Took me to a wall. It was the wall of Nigeria. Are you with me? And left me there. And I was wondering, what's this? What's happening? I started to sniff. Wow! I saw it. A serpent. A big serpent. Like this. I couldn't even see the head of the serpent. It was so big, so mighty, a big serpent. It was Satan. It was Satan, obviously. So, when I saw it, I felt I was finished. Because how can I ever escape from that? I was so near to it. Look at it there. Look at. So I was saying, what do I do? In short, before I could even say anything again, something took me back to the place where I started from. Something just caught me and took me back to the place where I started from. I woke up. I woke up panting. And of course, I woke up my wife, because we're always in it together. And I told her what I saw. She said, well, God must have a word for you to give to the nation. Well, I started writing letters, 2,000 letters, not 200, 2,000 letters I wrote. And I started to send them to all the church leaders who you deal with them, and all the church leaders in the country. Are you with me now? I told them the implications of that dream and what God expects them and us to do. All this prosperity preaching, let's moderate on it. Adultery and fornication, let's stop it. Every evil act of the members of the churches, please, let's stop them and let's pray. I sent the letter to 2,000 church leaders all over the nation. The only person that replied was Oyedepo's pastor. His pastor was the only one that replied. Well, there was another one that replied, but I don't really know who it was. That Oyedepo would like to speak to me. I waited, I didn't hear anything from Oyedepo. Right now, we're experiencing that. Because at that time, I used to pray so much for Nigeria. I used to pray and pray and pray for Nigeria. So it was one of his pastors that said that Bishop Oyedepo would like to speak with me. I waited. I didn't hear anything. I just want you to know that God doesn't leave us without a witness. Are you with me? God doesn't leave us without a witness. That was a sure event that Satan was interested in taking this country, Nigeria. He was interested. And he may think, he may, well, we can say he has virtually taken it now, hasn't he? Unless we have anything we can do to stop him, but it appears to be a done deal. Such a big country. How many millions? 200 and something million people. He did a mock election, which was properly organized for Tinubu to win. And the man won it, and is now at Abuja. He's now ruling. It was just mago-mago. It was deception. It was a lie. But he's there. You know, the Bible says Satan is a liar and the father of it. So Satan couched everything. Because the church wasn't praying the way I spoke in the letter I wrote. I wrote a 3-page letter to 2,000 senior ministers in Nigeria, whether in the north, east, west, south, that we should pray that this will not come to pass. We should pray. I don't know how many people responded. They would think probably it's just one of those letters that they normally get. So, beloved brethren, you should still keep praying. Amen.
Amen.
Keep on praying and never give up, trusting that the Lord Himself will save this country from Satan's works and from Satan's strategies and from Satan's lies. Because to the best of my knowledge, Tinubu did not win anything. Did not win anything. But he's now ruling. So if we keep on praying and we pray enough, I believe that God can change the situation.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
If we keep praying and we pray enough and we pray with power and we pray with anointing and we pray with fasting, I believe that God can still do something for the nation Nigeria. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, I don't want to go further on that. That was a dream. I said I woke up panting. As I woke up. I want to talk now on keys to answered prayer. Keys to answered prayer. Number one is know what you want God to do for you. Because God has the whole of Nigeria, the whole of USA, the whole of Britain, Russia, all nations in the world, God has them in the palm, in the whole of his hand. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
Am I right, people of God?
Yes, sir.
God has them all in the whole of his hand. He knows what's happening. And he can reveal them to you or to anybody who is seriously minded. One thing I regretted about that dream is that I wished, but I don't know what I could have done that. I could have sent, Ololu was the one who went to post it later. But I know he posted because otherwise, we got a letter from Obedeku. So, but I was also saying maybe I should have sent people to go city by city. But that would have been a very hazardous matter. So now that you, those of you who have qualified, and you're about to be breathed upon, anointed, I want you to pray powerfully that God will show you what he wants you to do. Because God has all the, he has all the wherewithal. He knows the need of this nation. And if you ask him, he will show you what he would like you to do to bring about a change. God will show us. So if you want to be the greatest soul winner, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If you want to be the greatest soul winner, then ask God that you want to be the greatest soul winner. Maybe in Nigeria, because you cannot be the greatest soul winner in the world. Many have gone before us who are great, greatest soul winners. So you can ask God to make you one of the greatest soul winners in this country, Nigeria. And God can do it. There was a time we also tried, myself and Pastor Dan, when we went to different African, French-speaking African countries. Before then, we had done many parts of River State, me and some of my friends. We had done many parts of River States. We sent evangelists to go and preach in different churches. And we sent them to different churches to preach. And they went different parts of River State, not just Port Harcourt. Are you with me now?
Yes.
Preached in Bori and all the other cities in River State. They did a lot of work. Then after that, we said, but we can do more than this. I know it was God putting a body in our hearts. We can do more than this. And those times we sent evangelists, we sent about 100 evangelists. In fact, in one of these states, we sent 200 evangelists. Okay, 300 evangelists, have you? Anthony, okay, Anthony Okubo. I think it was Anthony. Anthony. We sent 300 evangelists for 2 months. They worked for different churches. They combed the churches. I mean, they combed communities. They combed them and brought many into churches. We thank God that they combed and brought into churches, because if they combed on their own without bringing to churches, I wonder what, how will they explain that to God? But they brought to churches. Now, whether the churches were able to do the follow-up, that's something else. So after doing that in River State, we now start to do parts of the country. We did Aban, we did the Ogun State, we did the Lagos, we did many other states. Are you with me?
Yes.
And we are winning and bringing to churches. Amen.
Yes.
We are winning souls and bringing to churches. So God did a great work. It's not about us. Please remember, when I'm saying us, I'm not talking about myself. It's, there are quite a number of people involved in this, because it involved paying quite some money. And God helped us to win souls into churches. Whether the churches were able to do follow-up or not, it's left with them. But I know some of churches were, they really tried. And after doing the churches in different states, we did in Ojoto, Anambra State, we did in many states, Enugu and all the other, we did many parts of Nigeria. And after that, the Lord put in our hearts to go to nations. It was when Dan came up and we went together to 8 French-speaking African nations. Are you with me?
Yeah.
We used to send sometimes 100, sometimes 40. I think more of 40, because it involved a lot of money. And that's what we did. We did not go to America or to Britain or to Russia or to those places. We did not. Even though, on reflection, it would have been so good if we were able to do that, we still do it. Come and shake my hand. Amen. Well done. Well done. So, by the grace of God, we still do it. Even though maybe this time he will do it with Oparadem and all the others. Joseph and all the others. But I too, I would like to be part of it. Of course, that's foreign missions now. I'll be part of it. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
So if you want to be the greatest soul winner on earth, we are far from being anything like that. We and Dan, we are. Paul said, I who am the least, less than the least of all saints. That's what Paul said. I who am less than the least of all saints, have God given this privilege, grace to preach to. I say Paul can say that. Oh my God. Paul, who was, as far as we know, the greatest soul winner that ever lived. If he could say that, then what are we saying? So I'm less than less the. I'm less than less the least of all saints. Less than less the least, and even Pastor Dan too. Because Paul, that one was a mighty, mighty man for the kingdom of God. Uzama, do we agree? Praise the Lord, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So that vision still leaves me stunned up to today. So if you want to be the greatest soul winner ever, pray. Who here wants to be among the greatest soul winners that the world has ever known? Oh, everybody. Everybody! May it be so according to your confession. It means you really have work to do. You have work to do. So if you want to be the greatest soul winner, or you want to build for soul winners, there's a place we are building. Pastor Dan actually is building it. There's a place we are building. So you can go and ask him, how much has it cost you so far? You can ask him. Or maybe you want to be anointed. You're anointed and you lay hands on the sick and the sick gets well. Praise God. Now I'm well. Now I'm free. Or you lay hands on somebody who is dumb and start to speak at once. Do you want it?
Yes, sir.
May it be unto you. According to your confession,
amen.
In the name of Jesus. All things are possible to him that believeth. With God, nothing shall be impossible. You cast out demons, you work miracles, signs and wonders, or maybe you want to be a man of prayer. You want to be able to pray and have a breakthrough in prayer. God can also visit you there. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. God will do great and mighty things. That's number one. Know what you want from God and ask him for it. Number two, holy living. Holy living. Romans 12 verse 14. Romans 12, verse 14. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Is that? No. Is that it? No, it's Hebrews. Hebrews 12, verse 14, sorry. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Hebrews 12 verse 14, please. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So, you can live the life of Jesus in holiness. He was without blame. He was perfect. He was pure. Even those who crowned him with thorns, even those who pierced him, even those who did all kinds of wickedness against the Lord, Jesus forgave them all. Jesus did what? He forgave them all. Are you ready to forgive those who offend you? Or they offend you and you bear grudge and says, I'll show you. I'll show you sometime. No. No. You just forgive them. But it takes the heart of Jesus and the mind of Jesus and the Spirit of God to be able to forgive those who have offended you and forgive them completely. Amen?
Amen.
So please, it's a life that you want to live a life without blemish, without spot, a pure, sanctified, holy and blameless life. How many people want to live that kind of life here? How many? Okay, for you whose hands are up, I pray that God will give you the grace.
Amen.
To live a holy and blameless life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
With God, nothing shall be impossible. But you have to pray for it. You have to agonize for it. You have to travail for it. You really have to work on yourself. And ask God to make you to be like Jesus, to live a holy and blameless life without wrinkle, without sin, without spot. If you ask God for this, I believe that God can give it to you. Don't undermine yourself. Don't look down on yourself and say, ah, even me, how can God do this? How can God? There is nothing that God cannot do to the honest and, you know, persistent soul that really desires to be made holy and pure. And once you know it's not by your own power or might, but it's the power of God, God can visit you. Did you hear me? Did you hear me, everybody?
Yes,
God can do what?
Visit me.
He can visit you. Yes, visit me. Visit you. God can do it again. Can someone give me that song? God has done it before. He will do it again. God will do it again for you. Same God yesterday, today, and forever. May He do it for every one of us in the name of Jesus. Number three, forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgive those that err against you. Don't go and start to broadcast them. And say, look at what this man did. And he says he's a pastor. Or he says he's a man of God. Look at what he did to me. No, don't go that route. Are you with me? Just pray that God will give you the Spirit of Christ to be able to say so, to forgive the person. Because if you go the other route, I don't know, all your prayers for anointing may not work. Jesus forgave all those who beat him with clubs and who crowned him with thorns and did all the things about against him. He forgave all of them. Can you do it? I pray that God will give you the grace to do it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So forgive your wife also. If you look at 1 Peter 3 verse 7. I don't know the time. I don't know how much time I have. Okay, very good. 1 Peter 3 verse 7. 1 Peter 3 verse 7. Can somebody read it to us? Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. That's dwell with your wife according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. That your prayers be not hindered. So forgive. Forgive your wife, forgive your children, forgive your friends, and forgive everyone that offends you. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's what Jesus said. He said the Father should forgive all those who crowded him with thoughts and all those who did all those terrible things on him. He said, please, Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. If they had known whom Christ was, they wouldn't have done what they did. But they didn't know him. And you cannot know Christ unless God reveals Christ to you. Do you hear me? People of God, do you hear me?
Yes,
sir. You cannot know Christ. Nobody here can know Christ. In fact, if it was in our days, some of us would be among those who are saying, kill him, kill him. And you cannot know Christ unless the Father reveals Christ to you. Says, oh, this is the Son of God. So, forgive your wife. The Bible says that, it says, lest your prayers be hindered. Forgive your wife, that your prayers be not hindered. Your wife can hinder your prayer. If you didn't know it before, know it today. If she offends you, go and call him and in a nice tone and a nice attitude, explain to him that what she did was not okay. That's if you are sure she's the one that offended you. And if she says she's sorry, forgive her. Even if she doesn't say sorry, still do what? Still forgive her. I go to number four. I have seven items. Number four now. Give to the poor and to the needy. Let's look at James chapter 1, verse 27. Okay, that very good. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Say amen.
Amen.
Say a better amen.
Amen.
Yes, that's true religion. And undefiled before God the Father, and before his Son, and before the Holy Ghost, is to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and keep yourself unspotted from the world. I wonder how many of us are visiting the fatherless and the orphans in their affliction here. How many? Can I see your hand? You are visiting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just a few of us. And Jesus says, or that James says, that is pure religion and undefiled before the Father and the Son. Number five, I don't want to dwell too much on that. Number five, he says, leave father, he says, let's look at Mark 10, 29 to 31, Mark 10. Okay, 28. Then Peter began to say unto Jesus, look, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, let's read it together from the board. 1, 2, go.
And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you,
Go ahead now. To one. Okay, so he said, there's no man that has left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but shall receive 100-fold more in this life and in the world to come, everlasting life. Amen. He's talking to somebody here. He's talking to us. And I pray that we shall obey and we shall do what Jesus says. Because it's the Lord himself that is speaking here. So we have to leave father and mother or sisters and brother and all children and lands for Jesus, and he will give you 100-fold more in this time. Hallelujah. Number 6. Pray with fasting until breakthrough, like Daniel. Pray with fasting until breakthrough, like Daniel. So God expects us to pray with fasting until we have a breakthrough in all these matters that we have been talking about. And I pray that God will help you that are hearing and help me that is speaking to continue to pray and to trust God until we have a breakthrough in the ministry. Especially the ministry of NECO. I pray that God will lay burdens in the hearts of each one of us to know that this NECO ministry is real. It is the heartbeat of God. I know that Pastor Dan would like to capture many nations for Jesus. And all of us here, including myself, we'd like to capture many nations for Jesus. We would like to capture many nations for Jesus.
Amen.
And I believe you too, you want to capture nations for Jesus. You too, you want to capture. You there, you want to capture? 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 Stand up and say a big hallelujah. For with God,
all things are possible,
and nothing shall be
impossible.
Please sit down. May the Lord strengthen you and encourage you.
Amen.
Okay, Philippians, the last one is thanksgiving. Philippians 4, verse 6. Philippians 4, verse 6. Are we there? Okay. Be careful for nothing. Stand up and read that together with me. 1, 2, go. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, a prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Say amen.
Amen.
Read it one more time. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Everybody say a big amen.
Amen.
Read it for the final time. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that thanksgiving is a sign that it is done. When you give thanks to God for your prayers, It means that in faith you are acknowledging that you have received the answer. You are acknowledging, Father, I thank you for the answer. I thank you that you have visited me. I thank you that you opened doors for me. I thank you that you are available. I thank you that I can call upon you and you answer me speedily. Please, can you just open your mouth and talk to God now? Open your mouth and talk to God. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I worship you. I adore you. I bless your holy name. Thank you because you heard our prayers today. Thank you because with God nothing shall be impossible. With God all things are possible. There is nothing that you cannot do. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. You are the first and the last. Oh God, I worship you. I adore your majesty. I bless your holy name. I rejoice in your salvation. There is no one like you. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. You are the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is yet to come. We rejoice in your salvation. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Receive all adoration and all thanksgiving. There is nothing that the Lord our God can do. Talk to God, talk to God. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray that that dream that the Lord gave me, that vision that the Lord gave me, that God will turn things around for the church, that God will turn things around for his people, that the enemy will not take full control. In fact, that the Lord himself will turn things around for the church. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. that prayer. Pray it. God, turn things around for the church, for your people. Let your glory cover Nigeria. Let your mercy cover your church. Let your hand be upon your people. Oh God, arise. Let your enemies be scattered. Oh God, arise, let your enemies be scattered. King of kings, arise. Lord of lords, arise. Holy Father, arise. Let your enemies be scattered out of this country. Let your glory cover Nigeria. Let your righteousness cover Nigeria. Oh Lord our God, arise, O God. In the name of Jesus, you will continue that prayer when you get back home. It's not a prayer to pray and say, I finished it. No. It's something to keep praying until God perfects it and does it and turns things around for his church and for his people in the name of Jesus. Amen. Second prayer point, ask God, Lord, I want to be the greatest soul winner. Or I want to build a structure for soul winning, as Pastor Dan is doing with a few of us. Pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, where God will help you to cast out demons. Pray that God will help you in diverse ways to make him known in this country. Open your mouth and pray. We worship you, Jehovah. We adore you, King of Kings. We adore you, Lord of Lords. Arise, O God. Let your glory be in the name of Jesus. Pray that God will help you to live a holy life. A life without blemish, without spot, without wrinkle, with nothing like that. A pure life, a sanctified life, a blameless life. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, please sanctify me, sanctify your people. Help us to be true to you. Help us to be like Jesus. Help us to grow into his fullness, to his image, to his stature. In his anointing, that he arise, let your enemies be scattered. Oh God, arise. Oh God, arise. Let your enemies be scattered. Let your enemies be scattered. We worship you, Jehovah. We adore you, King of glory. There's no one like you. Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. The one who was, the one who is, the one who is yet to come. That no one can compare to your majesty. Arise, O God. Let your enemies be scattered abroad. Let your people arise and shine. We worship you, Jehovah. We worship you, King of Kings. In the name of Jesus. Pray that God will give you the spirit of forgiveness that he gave to Jesus. That if nobody, no matter who offends you, you can easily just forgive and forget. Open your mouth and pray for that spirit of forgiveness. I pray, Lord, for the spirit of forgiveness. I pray, Father, for the spirit of forgiveness. Upon me, upon your people, upon Pastor Dan, upon his wife, upon the leaders of Nico. We pray for the spirit of forgiveness. We pray for your grace. We pray pray for your mercy. Oh God, arise. Let your enemies be scattered. Arise, oh God. Arise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, pray that God will give you grace to give to the poor and to the needy, to the widows and the orphans, the fatherless and the poor. That God will give you that grace and give you that strength to be able to do it. Please pray, 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 pray. Father, I pray for grace, I pray for strength, I pray for the grace of God, the hand of God, the mercy of God, the victory of Jesus. Oh Lord our God. Oh Lord our God. Oh Lord our God. Arise, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Number 5, leave father and mother and sisters and brothers and children and lands and everything and follow Jesus, and you will receive 100-fold more in this life and in the life to come, everlasting life. Pray that God will give you the grace to be able to do this. Lord, give us the grace to be able to do this, to leave father and mother and brothers and sisters and children, lands and property for you, for the poor and for the needy and the oppressed. And you have assured us we shall receive 100 more, 100-fold more, 100-fold more, 100-fold more in this life and in the life to come. Of Jesus. Pray finally, pray that God will give you grace to fast and pray until you have your breakthrough. The grace to fast and pray until you have your breakthrough. We pray for grace to fast and pray. We pray for grace to fast and pray. We pray for grace to fast and pray. Jesus! Finally, pray with thanksgiving. Just thank God for all that you prayed for and believe it's done. Believe it is done. Believe that God has answered us. Thank you. shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
I shall not die,
but live and declare the works of the Lord.
Jesus, that these men and women, these boys and girls, they shall not die, but they shall live to declare the great works of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that your glory will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, that your righteousness will be seen upon these men and women, upon these your servants. Your righteousness shall be seen upon their lives, in their families, in their businesses, and whatever they lay their hands to do, in the name of Jesus. Let your glory cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We look upon to you, O God, and we shall never be put to shame. Your glory covers us, every one of us. It is well with you. It is well with you. It is well with you.
Amen.
It is well with you.
Amen.
Brethren, it is well with you.
Amen.
Our beloved leaders, it is well with you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
You shall not die,
Amen.
But you shall live
Amen.
To declare the great and good works of the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May God bless you.
Amen.
And be with you,
Amen.
Strengthen you,
Amen.
Encourage you,
Amen.
Be with you.
Amen.